evening. Would you join me in a flag salute, please?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, Courier News, Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. I have a roll call for you.
Sure. Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Here.
Councilwoman Switlip.
Here.
Council President Malloy.
Present.
Mayor Higgins.
This is a variety of responses, but I'll just sit here. Okay. Let's see. The first item up is the consent agenda. And as everybody on council by now knows, at least, that these are small things, routine items that could be approved in a single vote. So does anybody have any questions or concerns on any of these items?
I have none.
No.
I'm good. Okay, I have a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlip.
Yes.
Council President Malloy.
Yes.
Mayor Higgins.
Yes. Thank you. We are now up to the first public comment period. Are there any members of the public here with comments? You're being good tonight. Okay. All right. So we have reports and... Councilman Strauss, do you have anything at your end? It's been a pretty quiet summer.
Yeah, no, Mayor, not really. Clinton Township Environmental Commission decided to hold their meetings off until after the summer, which I think is routine for most boards and committees. Nothing to report from the Board of Ed. The only thing, I think you were copied on that email, Mayor, was the gentleman looking for the update on Comcast. There was some work going on. Over on Chalfont.
Jesse, is there actual work going on?
That's what the gentleman said. He said he saw a lot of activity. I was trying to read through the thread because I knew Jess was away and wouldn't be able to report, but he said there was some Comcast activity on Chalfont. So.
It'd be great if there were.
There is activity.
Yeah?
Because one of the parties involved called me and kind of said thank you. I said, well, I'm not sure. You don't have cable yet, do you? He said, no. I said, well, don't take me yet, but... Someone knocked on his door and said, we'll be doing work in the neighborhood. We just want to let you know.
Oh, fantastic. If that includes trenching and cable and everything
else.
What
else would it be, right?
And Mark, you're aware that that's one of the gating items for the agreement we have with Comcast, which I don't think we've agreed to yet.
No.
Right? We're still waiting for
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they've been...
That was our holdout.
That's the holdout.
They've been slow.
And then I forwarded an email to Carla to see if she knew anything about it. A resident had called up about some... spraying that she believes was the deal he was doing along 22. So
I got that as well, and to be honest, I was searching for a polite answer.
Yeah, I had no answer except that I don't know the way she emailed it looks like she sent it individually, unless she blind copied them.
It seemed to be individual, you know. There was nobody else on.
Yeah, that's how it was for me. So I was like, what? So that must have been a random shot. But
and you know, she didn't seem to understand what DOT does versus what the county does, and of course had done no investigatory work in terms of what they're spraying and for what purpose. So at least I'm not inclined to do the detective work for somebody that just wants the mayor to take a position. So, okay. Well,
that's all I have, sir.
Thank you.
Welcome. I have nothing to report at all. Everything's got canceled. No meetings. I missed the last council meeting. End of my report.
Okay.
Historic is meeting downstairs right now. Brian and I talked to Steve a little bit about some stuff. We have an historic Annandale walk. It's going to be Saturday, September 21st. Rain date, 22nd. Dennis Bertland is the one that's going to be doing it. And they're discussing right now about the time. Mm-hmm. Marsha Carahay was the one that's reaching out to me about it. She said a lot of the walks have been very successful, sold out, and a lot of them start around 10 o'clock. So the guys are going to talk about the details of that. Voorhees and North BOE Their meeting's on the 20th. They didn't have one last month. Freshmen start on the 21st, and first day for everyone, the 22nd. BOE seats, the apps are due July 29th. I don't know who went for it. I guess I could find out from Mary. Can I find out from?
Yeah.
There's one for Clinton, Franklin, Glen Gardner. There's one for Bethlehem, Hampton, Clinton Township, Lebanon, which I'm more curious about that one in particular, and then the High Ridge, Lebanon Township. So I'll find out. Maybe I can find out on Tuesday when I meet them.
The local school board candidates were in the review, the electronic piece that came out today.
Oh, okay.
So they may also have the regional school board. I'm sure.
We'll have to check.
Mary, they have it on the website by now.
I'm sure Mary, it's deadlines.
She's fancy.
I'm just in particularly curious about the Clinton Township one because there was a lot of people running for it last week.
Okay.
And John, Jesse, and I met with Exxon in regards to Windy Acres and throwing some environmental things around, maybe some programs that we can do, down the line sometime, but it was a really productive meeting.
Yeah, it was a good session, and as Amy said, they are, we're going to do a plan for, let me back up. I think pretty much everybody agrees, certainly Amy, Jesse, myself, Open Space, and Environmental, that would be our least developed holding, almost like a preserve. With that said, though, you want the public to be able to enjoy it, and perhaps the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. So we're, one of our engineers did a plan for the demolition of the derelict structures there. So we'll be taking that plan and adding to it things that we think make sense. Maybe a pavilion, maybe a fire pit or two. Who knows if the Boy Scouts like tent platforms. Things of that nature that would promote a very low-key, low-impact public use. So we've spoken to Exxon about their potential interest in helping us, and they had a really good idea, which Amy alluded to.
Yeah, environmental programs for children, and really get the community involved. Environmental, which would be great for that.
Exactly, like an educational.
Exactly, high school kids. I mean, they were just throwing some things around, but it's great property. Pretty much untouched, so it's a great opportunity. There's talk,
it's
adjacent to the reservoir.
The Cushatunk is right there, yep.
And of course, the south branch of the Rockaway is just pristine. It's a remarkable, reasonably large body of water. So I think it could be just a great place, and it may be that I used to know the name of the Raritan River folks, the two organizations joined together. I can't remember the joint organization, but we could reach out to them to see if they'd be interested in conducting some of those investments as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're very active here. They do things like benthic macroinvertebrate studies in the various water courses to help determine the quality of the water. So lots of good stuff that is beginning to percolate, I think.
So the Environmental Commission
would
be great to work with them.
Yeah, and Andy Holt
certainly. I bet they have wonderful ideas for programs.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, we'll just have to relate that to them and make sure they know.
Oh, of course. That's it for me.
Okay. Pretty quiet for me. Open Space meets just after a council meeting, so we'll be cogitating over this evening's goings on tomorrow night. But Planning Board did meet on Monday, and very short agenda. Good news, bad news combo on the redevelopment of the old Muni building in Annandale. Our redevelopers a little bit slow on finishing off the prints, so they asked for an extension of time for that. And the board did vote to extend the time within which they need to have their prints completed and signed by our engineers. So we're told that they're very, very nearly done. And they should be coming for what's called the compliance phase of the preliminary approval very shortly. And that's to ensure that they've met the conditions. There were three pages of conditions in the approval, and most of them small technical items. But that package is presented to our planning board secretary and engineer. There's a conference, and once that compliance piece is done, then they're ready to come back for final approval. So I remain hopeful we're going to see them in front of the planning board soon for final approval. And otherwise, things have been pretty quiet.
And subdivide.
Correct. Sooner than later.
I'm smiling because that actually dovetails in very nicely with my report. I attended the Sewer Authority meeting on the 25th of July. Typical for the summer, they only have one for July and August, so they combine it. But one of the issues that did come up, or the items, I should say, was 6 West Street, so the old municipal building. And as far as their Sewer Authority's engineer is concerned, the sewer hookup plans are still in the hands of the developer to make a decision on. So that probably is part of that plan that they need to finalize.
The building was shifted 5 feet to give the Sewerage Authority engineer a nice wide right-of-way for a backhoe to come in and dig up a line for the release.
Right, so I think they'll have to communicate that to the authority. The other capacity request that they've had on the books is 2 West Street. It's the church, the annual Reformed Church, which is going to get hooked up. They're working on some administrative issues with that, and we'll try to approve it hopefully soon. They put out for a bid preventive maintenance, where they're going to scope some of the sewer lines, see where they're at. They only got one price. And it wasn't that competitive, so they're going to hold off on it for now. I guess everybody's busy, but it was like $17,000, and nobody else bid. So they think they can get that for cheaper. Of interest to us, even though it's not in Clinton Township, it uses our sewer authority, our sewer lines, is the hotel, the Marriott, that's going up on 31. They expect that will open, at least the owner claims it will open, late August or early September. I don't know how. That seems quite advanced because they're still doing some finish work inside. But we'll see. And then they've had some issues, and hopefully have resolved them with the stem pump station and getting permits pulled. I have to check in with Steve to see if he's resolved those. And similar to, well, this applies to all the governing bodies and entities in the state. The state was late in some of the things they needed to provide for municipalities and sewer authorities to complete their audit. So the 2018 audit for the authority wasn't presented until the end of July, and ours is delayed because of the same reason, and an extension has been granted. Of note, for the authority in 2018, they did overspend their total budget by, I think it was about $15,000. And they did so mostly due to legal and treatment costs. They had budgeted for treatment costs $550,000 and spent $628,000, and those have gone up considerably over the years. They're paid to the town of Clinton and paid based on actual flows. So hopefully once the disagreement between the sewer authority and the town of Clinton is resolved, some of those things will settle out and the costs will rationalize. That is the extent of my report.
Well, our administrator is in Ireland, and so he won't have a report this evening. And we're going to give our new officer in charge, which we'll hear more about later, a bye on this one, I think, unless Lieutenant DeRosa really wants to talk about something.
No, I'm good. All right. A long day, so it's easy for me.
Welcome to council.
Thanks.
All right. So we're now up to resolutions, and we've got a bunch of them. Let me just shuffle my papers a little bit. The first item is to authorize the hiring of 3 part-time Class 3 special law enforcement officers. These, I believe, are the same individuals from last year with a small increase in pay. The high school is happy, and I believe the police department is happy with their performance. Is that...
Excuse me, I was just talking to Carl over there for a second.
Carly, you got it.
Sorry.
I assume the police department is supportive of rehiring.
Absolutely. Yep.
I mean, that working sounds like great. Everything is going... You know,
they're actually talking about doing another one. They want to hire a female.
Really?
Officer, yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they have some grant money they found they're getting, and they want to do it. So they're gonna let me know real soon.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Any discussion on the part of council?
I will make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And the next item is approving the associated shared services agreement with the North Hutterdon Voorhees Board of Education for Class 3 Special Law Enforcement Officers. And it's basically re-upping the agreement that we did with them last year with some very minor changes.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And the next resolution is authorizing the hire of Haley Blythe as a part-time administrative assistant in the building department. She replaces a resignation. And she'll be less than, fewer than 28 hours per week at a rate of $18.40 an hour. She comes to us from a local bank and is interested in acquiring a good knowledge of zoning and building and all that sort of stuff. It's well recommended from Jesse and Mike.
Yeah, and we'll fill a need that we do have. We did reduce one of those positions to part-time based on volume, but that created a vacancy because the person who held it left. Yeah, so we need to fill this spot. So I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Council President, Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next is authorized a resolution authorizing the promotion of Sean Ross to the rank of sergeant. As you know, former officer in charge, Lieutenant Doug Higgins, has retired from the force, leaving a vacancy in the more senior ranks. And basically, Sean was chosen by the police department and our administrator to fill that vacancy. Any questions or discussion? Or? Well, I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next item up is appointing Lieutenant Thomas DeRosa as the officer in charge for the Clinton Township Police Department. We're rotating the officer in charge as we have planned to do for the past year or thereabouts. So,
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Congratulations, I think.
Yes.
Let's see, and this is, it's not really an after-the-fact thing, but American Golf held on to the license after the change in ownership of the Beaverbrook Golf Course. So this resolution would authorize a person-to-person transfer American Golf Corp. to Beaverbrook CC LLC, the new owner of the golf course and the banquet facility. Any questions or?
No, I'll make the motion to adopt.
Okay, I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And the next resolution is ratifying the purchase of an asphalt roller through Sourcewell, what do you call the buying consortiums?
Co-op.
Co-op, thank you. And this is sort of catching up on the paperwork on this. The roller was actually received last year in December, and it was part of a capital ordinance we had authorized last year, and it's been put to good use already.
And we did the appropriate paperwork. It just came in a little higher, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we authorized $35,000. The actual cost came in about $6,000 and change above. And the monies were taken out of the appropriate accounts, $35,000 out of the capital account, and then the capital ordinance, and then $6,127 from the general capital account.
I will move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And The next resolution also deals with DPW. It's authorizing the purchase of tires, tubes, and other services to NJ Start, another buying consortium, contract number M8000, and it's a not to exceed $20,000 item. So these are typical DPW repair supplies.
No concern.
Right, I'll make the motion on it.
Second.
Marco.
Councilman Stress?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwood?
Yes.
Council President Moy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And next item up, excuse me, is the introduction of an ordinance, and the public hearing on this particular ordinance will be held at our meeting on September 11th. And this is ordinance number 1134-19, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton, amending Chapter 165 Land Use Regulations of the Code of Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, to establish provisions regarding farmers markets in non-residential zones. We've had a number of requests from organizations such as Immaculate Conception and Juniper Hill. Juniper Hill is part of this sort of farm-to-table movement, and we think it would be a good idea and helpful to the sort of commercial members of our community to be able to host these things, and obviously also a benefit to our taxpayers. So any discussion on the part of council?
No. I'm excited about it, actually.
Yeah, it'd be kind of nice.
There are opportunities to go.
As folks will learn, you know, we try to make it as simple as we could. They would be allowed in non-residential zones. We need to have 30 parking spots, so, you know, it makes sense. Not just a little storefront, but 10 foot of sidewalk or something. And just a zoning permit, and with a sketch of how you're going to lay it out with parking and security, where the booths and things would be. And off you go, subject to the approval of the zoning officer and our officer in charge, or whomever he delegates that responsibility.
No other inspections that have to go, Mayor, through health department or fire inspector?
No. You know, Trishka is probably more familiar, or at least has a better memory, but the state, they have to observe two state codes. I can't remember.
And there are various, there are a lot of, you know, health and sanitation and food safety provisions under state law that would apply. And depending on what a given vendor is selling and how much, they may or may not need licenses from the state, but that's all dealt with under state law. So with this ordinance, what this ordinance requires is any other permits that you would have to have, you have to show that you have all of the necessary permits before you can get the zoning sign off.
Yeah, I saw that. I just was didn't know if there was any other inspections I had to go with it, but that was it.
No, in addition,
so that looks good.
You know, some of the stuff. Almost everything in here would not require an inspection. You know, other sort of unprocessed foodstuffs, for the most part.
Right.
So it's a fairly limited assortment of things you could sell. Okay.
Sure.
Well.
So move.
No. Who was that?
Mark, second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwood?
Yes.
Council President Moy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. All right. Now we're up to the adoption of an ordinance and a public hearing. And this is ordinance number 1133-19. And it's an ordinance amending Chapter 198, Parks, Recreation Areas, and Open Space of the Code of the Township of Clinton, to add, therefore, a new Article 8, deer management, and to establish a township-sponsored deer management and deer culling program. So is there any discussion on the part of council before we open up a public hearing on it?
Yeah, this is something we've been acting on and discussing for well over a year. We took action last fall. We've been working toward this because we recognize a number of issues on our open space properties that are caused by deer. Issues off-site from those open space properties, and frankly, we have some properties that we believe fairly strongly are being illegally hunted right now, and this will help to rein that in and make those properties safer for residents to use. I'm interested to hear any concerns the public has, but I think on the balance, it's a really good ordinance. It's something that will improve Clinton Township and our open space properties.
Can we talk about the resolution as well, since it's back to back?
Let's do the ordinance first.
Okay.
And then, you know, we'll vote on that, because if we don't approve it for some crazy reason, we won't have to talk about the resolution.
Gotcha.
But I fully agree with what Brian said, and, you know, it's an environmentally based ordinance. It enjoys the support of Open Space, our environmental commission, and other towns now. Tewksbury has a program. It's not a culling program, but it's a hunting program. Reddington is converting their program from hunting to culling, so they can see a tangible result in terms of the quality of the forest or the woodlands. And Raton Township already has a program like this. So, and then, of course, the county has a program that's not oriented to culling, but it allows hunting on about 8,000 acres. So we join them in, you know, beginning this. This is a pilot. It allows hunting on 4 of our parcels. And
I would actually piggyback on Amy's question earlier, Councilwoman Switman's question earlier about the resolution, because the ordinance really just enables the program to take place. It's the resolution that, which can be changed from year to year, which will set forth which properties, what the specifics are. So as we go along, we can tweak those. We can probably even tweak them tonight for the resolution discussion.
Yep.
So it's the particulars are never set in stone, so we can adjust and accommodate as needed.
Correct. So it's kind of a two-stage thing. The ordinance is the, you know, cast in stone stuff, kind of an umbrella, and then the actual operation of the ordinance is the resolution. Thank you, Brian. So I guess I've spoken enough. So let's open up the public hearing. Are there any comments or questions from the public? Well, let's see. We've got, we don't count her as the public. We've got 5 folks here for the public, 3 of which have been developers, co-developers of the program. So, you know, I need to laud you for all the effort and hard work that's gone into this and thoughtfulness. And, you know, I think it's going to be very good for the town's open space properties. So I hear and see no activity from the public. So do I need a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those are abstaining. Okay. Then may have a motion to approve the ordinance.
So moved. Second.
Councilman Strauss.
I just wanted to say one thing, and it isn't from before. I'm going to support it. I understand the ordinance's intent and goal. The feedback I received was about 50-50. But just listening to the few comments before this was approved, I'm going to see yes, but with skepticism, and I'll see how the first year shakes out. So, yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik.
Yes.
Council President Moy.
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins.
Yes. Thank you all. So, now we're up to the resolution, and this is a resolution regarding Clinton Township's 2019-2020 Deer Management Program, and as you can see, it describes the real particulars of the program. 4 parcels would be hunted: Windy Acres, Crosstag East and West, Hackett's Preserve. Windy's the largest with 5 hunters plus their alternates. The other 3 are allowed 3 primary hunters plus their alternates. Obviously, all of the state game rules, you know, apply. There are no ground blinds allowed. You have to hunt from a tree stand. I don't know what you call ground-type feeding or baiting deer, the exact term for that, but if you're going to bait deer, you use a feeder up to 30 pounds. There's a bunch of those kinds of restrictions in here that are designed to make this safe. Field dressing should be done away from trails and away from adjacent neighbors so that nobody's impacted by that. a bunch of I think, well-thought-out stipulations. Hunters are allowed to retain harvested deer for personal use. Any deer that are going to be, that are taken, should be donated to, well, will be donated to a food bank by working with one of the butchers that we have an understanding with. And there's an aggregate limit of $10,000 for that work. There'll be a press release and a legal notice out that most of the properties have been posted already, but if they're not, they will be before the hunting season starts. There'll be notices posted at public entrances so people are aware when they come in. Hunters are certainly strongly urged to give the public, dog walkers and, you know, people real courtesy this year in particular, because again, it's our first effort at this and we want it to be a success. So you could, the ordinance speaks to all this, so I'll shut up, and if there's any discussion on the part of council, I'll hear it.
So that's why I sort of the ordinance, sure. And resolution, as Councilman Strauss had said, I sort of got mixed reviews of the ordinance, and a lot of the, and I get it, hiking outside, people, you know, are nervous about the hunting. I was happy to see in the ordinance that they have to, if I'm correct, clearly show on their car.
Yeah.
That made me a lot happier, and I was happy to tell that to a few people. And a lot of people had asked, and again, this is for the resolution, that maybe on some of the properties, especially if this expands to more populated areas where people walk, or maybe there was a time where they couldn't hunt, where they would, people would be on the property and say, okay, I know they can't hunt from here to here. Now, I know they're the experts. Obviously, I know they have to be there first thing in the morning, you know, and they're the experts on that. But maybe down the road, if we do expand to something like that, because, you know, a lot of people are concerned about that.
But these particular properties, I think, are selected because they're not traversed by a lot of the public. You know, it's not like a Marukian or a place like that.
Yeah, I was talking to you about that. So, and I'm also happy that hunting on Sundays is not permitted.
That's a state law.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, yeah, so
you
can hunt on Sundays with bow and arrow or a crossbow on private property.
Okay.
And semi-wild state lands, but it's under state law, you cannot hunt by any means on municipal property on Sundays.
Trishka is the expert. She's been through this
multiple
times.
And to your other point about restricting hours, not, you know, suggesting it or advocating for Clinton, but just by way of example, in the public parks in Princeton that are hunted on Saturdays, there's a limitation where they can't hunt. I think it's between 10 and 2.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, especially.
It wasn't an issue there because the hunters aren't really out at that time anyway. Right. They tend to be at either end of the day, and generally the public is out in the middle of the day. So that's just an example. Again, I'm not saying you should do it here, but it's just an example of where it works.
Where Marukian is, where there's, you know, there might be athletes, but, you know, it just, I think people would be...
Yeah, and that's only in the heavily used parks in Princeton.
Exactly,
but it was
exactly.
But it was the exact, it was that same concern.
But
that's
as,
how they addressed it.
As we may expand and elaborate a little bit year by year.
And we can change this at any time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and that was the idea behind the ordinance, was, you know, have the ordinance create the framework. I think you described it accurately in saying it's an enabling ordinance. You know, in any given year you could decide not to have the program at all. But that's why we leave the implementation to the resolution, so that it's something that gives you a lot of flexibility from year to year. And honestly, you could change this mid-program. You know, let's say that by December, January, there's all kinds of problems that nobody anticipated, and it's really an issue. You can make adjustments as you go along. And that was the idea behind having some of this left to a resolution rather than in the ordinance.
And I think one of the main benefits that we're going to get in this resolution is the requirement that the permanent hunters have to post no hunting signs. And I think for those properties where there is less well-regulated, less safe hunting taking place now, that will reduce it or eliminate it, because there will be people on the property using it and monitoring it and keeping that kind of thing away.
That's a really good point. In a former life, that was the reason why we had hunting at on the Merck property. We had poachers when we acquired 500 acres from Mac Cali, and they were using rifles and things quite close to residential structures. So that all stopped once we had a club that we had a contract with and was responsible. It really made a big difference in the safety, in my view, to the adjoining neighbors. And you know, anybody that thinks we don't have poachers on a place like Windy Acres is a dreamer or has no idea about how things work. So I think this will be a real step up.
Mayor, one question just jarred my memory. Councilwoman Switley brought up about the hunters posting a sign in their vehicle. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be something, a check and balance on that to prevent someone from fraudulently duplicating those signs or putting something up in their car that, I mean, in this digital age, that's not hard to take a picture of and recreate?
Well, there's something on that in here.
How would I say this? Like the hunters displace poachers and the hunters remove poachers' tree stands, there's a certain amount of self-regulation there. You know, I wouldn't expect the police to come out and check, but if a hunter leaves and finds there's another vehicle that he's not familiar with, because each primary hunter is allowed to have three alternates. And I think everybody's familiar with each other. So.
Two.
Was it two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I stayed for a total of three. Pardon me.
The chances are they'll know what each other is driving.
Yeah.
And on Windy Acres, I think there are three permitted hunters.
Five
on Windy Acres, three on each of the other properties.
Mm-hmm. So it's a small group. I'm sure they'll mm-hmm. know one another. Oh, Mr. Aversa.
Can I comment on
something? Sure. This is Mike Aversa. He's one of the principal authors of this program.
More common is better.
Mike Aversa, 30 Hermanthal Road, Annandale. There are 10 hunters on Windy Acres. There's five primary.
Five, that's what I meant. There are five
primary. Some have no alternates. Some have two alternates. We're actually meeting at Windy Acres. I'm using that as an example because right, sure. you brought it up. We're meeting at Windy Acres on Saturday morning at 8 to finish posting. They've already found tree stands on most of the properties, so we're dealing with that. We have a rule in place. The identification that goes in the vehicle is very simplistic at the present time, but we will know everybody's vehicle, and we'll know everybody. Well, for Windy Acres, both Les and I are on that property. We're going to be in communication with the hunters. We've actually also agreed that we're going to meet twice during the year, during the season, to kind of work out any bugs that might be coming up or any issues so that they don't become problems down the road.
Okay.
So every hunter had to go through an orientation. They were held 2 weekends ago. So we have 24 total hunters. Each one of them went through an orientation.
My skinny side.
The 24 are not primary. They're primary and secondary.
No, there's... There is
14
primaries
and 10 alternates.
And then 10 alternates.
Okay.
So we're going to divvy up the properties accordingly based on what we have.
And is that the number you were shooting for?
No, we were looking for 42, which was...
That's what I thought, and the reason I asked that is because we had a conversation last two council meetings ago that this would be a big problem.
Yeah, we were concerned.
And it hasn't been.
Good. Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah,
but you know, I think you would agree that I think from what I'm told, the hunters in their fraternity, you know, municipal property, state property gets crowded. You know, so we're certainly not going to be crowded. So next year, we might anticipate some additional.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if this is successful, you can anticipate a greater influx of candidates. Okay. Right. Put it that way.
And you involved the police department in. Any of that?
Yeah, who's going to handle the fish and game violations?
Well, if it's fish and game, I assume it's fish and game. We were instructed by Jesse that if there's any issues, just to call 911 and let the police deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Also to notify the police if for some reason we're there after hours, the 2 hours after sunset. you know, tracking a deer or whatever, so this way neighbors aren't calling in and saying, I see flashlights in the woods. So we've kind of addressed the issues, and I'm sure more will come up as we meet, but I actually anticipate for the Windy Acres property, I'm going to put together an email and phone listing for everybody so that everybody will have everybody's contact information. So, and I'm anticipating doing the same thing on all the other properties as well.
And if you can provide that.
I will. As soon as I get it all together.
Good for him to have.
Yeah.
But one more question. Since you didn't hit the goal of primary, does that mean no one was turned away?
Actually, that's an interesting question. And initially, there were 300 or 400, I don't remember the exact number, that could not make the orientation.
Okay.
So the decision was, if you don't come to the orientation, you cannot.
So they were selected, but they couldn't make the orientation,
right.
So they're out.
Based on the fact that we were down four as a result of it, I was able to convince Jesse to let me hold the orientation at a later time because not everybody could make that weekend for vacations and other reasons. So I handled the final four, and we got everybody that signed up is now participating.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And so I guess there's still a gap in staffing. What if someone came later, and how are you going to handle that?
That issue hasn't come up.
Yeah.
I think the properties at this point are relatively full.
Right.
Most primary hunters do not have two alternates. That was the interesting part.
Mm.
Now, we did restrict it that you had to be over 18 years of age.
Right.
So there may be a situation where somebody didn't apply because they have a child. They can't leave the child behind.
Right.
So.
Yeah, part of that might have been the timing as well.
It was tight.
Yeah, if they had more notice, it might be different, which will be next year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but if someone comes midstream, let's say they hear about it, you're hanging out with one of your hunting buddies, somehow maybe we find a way to get them in just to make the program more successful.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Okay.
Just to that 10 to 2, was it 10 to 2?
Yes.
Exclusion in Princeton for certain properties. Do you expect to do a lot of hunting during that period of time?
It depends on the time of year.
Okay.
Normally, Triska's right. That 10 to 2 time frame, we're usually out of the woods. During the mating season, some people might actually stay in the woods all day. So if that's the restriction, that's the restriction. We have to come out of the woods.
It is not yet.
No.
And I would say for this year, having said I wasn't going to take a position, I'm going to recommend that you not have a restriction for this year, especially given that these are properties that aren't heavily used, because obviously any restriction like that could have the undesired effect of limiting the number of deer that are taken.
One thing that was made clear to all 24 hunters, well, 23, 24, this is a pilot program. If we screw up, it's on us. So we said anybody that hikes those properties, anybody that walks dogs on those properties, they get priority over the hunting. Stay away from the trails. Don't do anything that's going to disrupt the citizens of Clinton Township. And I said, if we come out of this with a lot of deer taken and no complaints from the public, it's a success. So, and they all heard it. And a lot of them are police officers, so it makes it a little easier.
Gotta watch those guys.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for all your hard work, Mike.
Thanks.
Anybody else in the public have any comments?
You got to come up to the microphone. We're going to make
come
it
on,
walk.
Lana.
Comments about deer.
It is.
Yeah.
Lana Brenna, Toronto Quad Drive. I guess I have a question about how it was put out there. Because seeing as it was just approved tonight, I wouldn't have thought that I'm on behalf of my husband, that wouldn't have been necessarily like it would be full and already unable to participate. And also, in the event that it is a popular event, given I go and stand in line at the Leonard and Arboretum every October, and there's a lot of interest there, will there be priority given to Clinton Township residents?
Yes, the idea is that Clinton Township residents have first priority. And of course, there's also a stipulation that, you know, we urge the teams to take 10 deer apiece. We do have a productivity goal in a sense. So if you take one deer, it's not going to reflect well on your chances to re-up in the coming year. This year, it is a pilot. We were a little bit late in, you know, getting everything together. I mean, the deer season opens, I think it's September 18th, for instance. So next year, I think we'll have more of an ability to cast the net wider in terms of searching for volunteers. We're aware of the county program is wildly oversubscribed, and people do stand in line, you know, on that first day.
I don't get there before so.
And it's Clinton Township citizens, but also people that work in the township.
Okay.
So some of our police, for instance, work here, but live other places. High school teachers, I understand a couple of them had some interest.
Okay. It's Clinton Township, and because I didn't see the resolution. I just saw the ordinance. I didn't see anything there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Well, if there's no more discussion, can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millett?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Hey, we're up to vouchers, and tonight's a big night. Total of $7 million. I've looked at them. They seem to be in order. Any discussion or concerns?
None.
No.
Nope. Well, I'll make the motion for change.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millett?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you very much. And the final item is an executive session, and public comment. We're up to the second public comment period. Mr. Geese.
Les Geese, 3 Wendy Hill. Thank you for moving forward on the deer thing. We're going to do our darndest to, you know, satisfy all concerns on this thing. You were talking about Windy Acres. I happened to run across a fellow this last week that's a fly fisherman, and he has encountered fly fishing women going down the creek in Windy Acres. And I found that hard to believe that with the foliage and whatnot that you could fly fish there, but apparently some people do. Yeah, that was kind of interesting. The last thing is more of a public service announcement. MSI Plumbing is hosting or co-hosting with Raritan Headwaters the well testing again the week of September the 16th. People can pick up kits at our office during that week, and there's information there about what tests that you might want to consider for your well, and want to really encourage folks that have wells to really think about getting them tested, you know, between the bacteria and the radon and various other nasty things that you don't know that's there. This is probably the cheapest way of getting them tested that you can find, and it can be done by yourself. The homeowner can actually draw the sample. You know, Raritan Headwaters then takes it and takes it to their lab, and you'll get the results. Not only will that help you, but Raritan Headwaters has got a database now of areas in this central New Jersey that can highlight issues of like radon that are more geographically located. So it's not only helping you, but it's also helping the central New Jersey. So just wanted to remind everybody of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, now we'll go down to the bills.
No, we did the bills.
We did the bills.
Oh, excuse me. Now we'll
executive session.
Look down the executive session. I got to look before I talk for a change. All right, and we are going to talk about collective negotiations with Fraternal Order of Police bargaining units, and I don't have to read the rest because it's in the agenda. And we will not be taking any action, of course, coming out of executive session.
I will move to go into executive session.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. We voted to come out of executive session. May I have a motion to...
Wait.
Oh, it's just asking for a motion. That's all.
Motion to go into
doesn't he close?
Yeah, he's going to make the motion. Well.
Motion to adjourn.
I just want to give him the opportunity.
Second.
It's drank all those in favor.
You know, I'm the only one that usually forgets the order of things.